Watch, Jewish law student, October 7th Hamas attack survivor. Spit on at University of Texas protest. By Randy Clark on April 27, 2024. Austin, Texas, Seth Greenwald, who hopes to graduate in May from the University of Texas School of Law, is a fortunate survivor of the October 7 Hamas attack on Israel. Greenwald described his experience in Israel during the horrific attack that claimed the lives of nearly 1,200 people in Israel. During a video interview, Greenwald told Breitbart Texas he was spat on twice and told to go back to Poland during a pro-Palestine demonstration on the university's campus earlier this week. In the video, Greenwald described seeking shelter as thousands of rockets were launched by Hamas toward Israel early on October 7. He quickly noted his experiences were not as severe as those of friends he had who attended the Nova Music Festival. Greenwald says several stabbings occurred near his home, but he was fortunate to survive the attack. During the pro-Palestine protest organized by the Palestine Solidarity Committee on Thursday afternoon, Greenwald spoke about the lack of civility towards Jewish students at the University of Texas campus a day earlier. After an order to disperse given by campus officials was ignored, nearly 60 protesters were arrested and charged with criminal trespassing. According to school officials, roughly half of the pro-Palestine protesters were not students at the university. According to Delia Garza, Travis County attorney, most of the criminal cases were dismissed on Thursday for deficiencies in probable cause affidavits. When asked, Greenwald stated he was not satisfied with the response from the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, and other anti-Semitic organizations to demonstrations occurring on college campuses across the country. Greenwald says more needs to be done. Although tensions remained high between the group of Palestinian supporters and several dozen counter-protesters like Greenwald, who were there to support Israel, interactions between the two groups and campus law enforcement officers were much more subdued than on the first day of protests. As Greenwald spoke to Breitbart Texas, a group of approximately 300 pro-Palestine demonstrators rallied at the campus main mall near the University of Texas Tower. The group, some waving Palestinian flags and wearing the Arab kafaya, carried signs that read Free Palestine as they moved about the central mall. More than 100 others staged on the grassy area near the tower posting signs on the George Washington statue that read Support Your Community, No Cops. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.